KO4PXB Mobile.
PXB, KB4CBA. How you doing, Lloyd?
Good. On the way to get the baby from the daycare and heading to the house.
To get the baby. Oh, yeah. Been there and done that. A few hundred times. 100,000. Whatever. Oh, me. Well, I guess you can guess. I'm headed out to play some tennis. No surprise there.
Nope. I figured since it wasn't raining or horrible weather, that's when I heard your voice, I figured that's where you were in round two or already just about to start playing.
A few minutes late. I'll be there early, but it's just a little more of a enjoyable ride over, you know, if I leave earlier. But anyway, but I'll still get there with plenty of time to spare.
Just take a little traveling tent, and prior to the in the media times, just sit there and pitch the tent in the yard and wait.
I try to keep myself busy today. We were trying to install an air conditioner. This is my parents' house that we live in, and they had put, of all things, it wasn't a unit in the, what's that called, sunroom, and so, you know, we're trying to find something suitable to fit in the opening that, you know, won't require a lot of modification. And it didn't work out so good. Oh, me, I tell you. Yeah, I mean, it's going to fit. It's just going to take a little more work, night time to put into it before I had to eat supper and then change and play and go play tennis. So it's going to have to be put on the back burner.
Probably about 5 or 6 years ago in our sunroom, I just always noticed that it was hot in the sunroom. So I got up underneath there. Two things I did was, I got that mobile home skirting that's vented and closed in, took that lattice work down, and got all the leaves out from underneath the sunroom area, and then used that mobile home skirting to put that around it, and that definitely made a lot different, and that way it kept the bugs out of there and critters during the winter time. And when I was doing that, I noticed that the AC duct stuff was just really drooping down or bent so far over that there was not good airflow. So I took all that down, and there was no hard pipe inside of that. And so I fixed all that and got the insulation and put the hard pipe in and taped it and closed it off and made a world of difference in there.
Underneath, they never did do that properly when they had it enclosed. It used to be a screened in like a porch, you know, and then they had windows put in and all that. So anyway, this guy's coming, I think he's coming tomorrow, and he's gonna do that and a bunch of other stuff. So one thing I'm looking forward to is he's gonna run 110 to my building, and it's already wired and ready to go. It's got a box in it and everything, so it just needs power run to it, and I'll have I've got outlets and overhead lighting and all that's already in there. ready to go. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think your porch area was probably like mine. Like I said, when at some point in time I had those skylights taken out because they were leaking. So I definitely had those taken out and then closed all that up and then built a screen in porch area on my own out there. So it was definitely nice and put that little green grass carpeting down inside of it. And then underneath of it, I put the insulation in there with the insulation hangers and then closed it off with the plywood to keep it underneath there. And definitely makes it nice sitting out there during the winter time. And I've got the heavy ply sheeting that I'll put down. That way the heat will definitely stay in there during the winter time.
My parents use this room a lot more than we do. In fact, we don't use it at all. It's basically more for storage and you know, you go through the door to go into it, and then you can go outside. There's a door right there as soon as you step in to that room that you can go outside. So, I tell you. But anyway, so it's going to be a lot nicer. We bought a portable AC, and it worked really well. Just, you know, sets out on the floor, you know, vents out the window, and I had it, I had that all nicely done and sealed off, and it worked great. I mean, it cooled that room just in a hurry, and you know, no problem at all. And we wound up giving that to our youngest daughter and her husband and the grandkids, so they can they bought a house and it needed some help with the air conditioning upstairs. So there you go. there goes your air conditioning. So that's why we're replacing this one that's in the wall.
Lucky for me and my wife, the sunroom area that was already there had pretty much the full-size windows there, and we took out one that was in the middle and put in a door so we could walk through from the sunroom into the covered porch area without having to go out and then back around. Especially if it was cold or raining, we could just walk straight out from inside to that covered porch area.
All this is connected. It just, I don't know, it just wasn't well thought out, you know, when the house was built, I think. But anyway, and we have a deck that we had built a couple of years ago. So as soon as you walk out the door, there's a little small patio area there, and then there's this big deck, and because our backyard is straight downhill, so it's not really usable yard space, you know, like for kids to play and that kind of thing. So the deck kind of, you know, levels it out at least where you can use some of that area. So it works out pretty good.
It's never a good thing when you got such a massive slope in the backyard that unless it's cleared off and where you can use it when the snow for sledding down it.
It wasn't too bad before they started building. They built a whole new subdivision, a different subdivision behind us. But for a while there was nothing. And so we kind of had the run of the, you know, of the property there. But now it's, you know, there's houses there, and so people kind of take a dim view of using their backyard. Oh, boy, what a backup here. I'm on Haywood Road going up toward Pelham, and I'm at the bottom of the hill. Good cow. I should have left at 5 o'clock. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm on Main Street, actually Lawrence Road, coming into Malden, and it's a disaster here, too. Just cars backed up everywhere.
CBA. Yeah, it's just, I mean, you know, it's like this, if you leave this late, and that's why I like to leave at 5 or even 5 till 5 for a 6 o'clock game, because, you know, you don't have to sit here and, you know, waste gas and sit here idling and, you know, waiting. It'll probably tend traffic lights before I get through this stupid intersection up here at the top of the hill. But that's just the way it is because of the, you know, everybody's trying to get home, I guess. I'm not sure where they're coming from, but anyway. It's just part of the experience.
Yeah, that Wade Hampton is definitely a disaster sometimes when you're sitting at a light and the other one's like maybe not even a tenth of a mile away. You see the one that you're at turned red and it turned to green or vice versa.
That's kind of one of my pet peeves. You know, they came out, they said, you know, they're going to computerize everything to make traffic flow a lot better. And then, so you sit there, and like at Wade Hampton, where Lee Road comes in, there at Publix, the turn arrow, if you're going west, it comes on whether there's anybody in the turn lane or not. So, you know, don't tell me about computers making traffic flow better, because that's just stupid. I mean, why does the thing come on? You know, I mean, it should, our light should turn green because there's nobody in the turn lane, but it doesn't. And you just sit there because your light's red. And I don't know, it's just aggravating. And it's just one of my pet peeves. And I don't understand why somebody doesn't fix it. But it's like that in a lot of intersections, not just there. And same thing. And I just don't get it.
That's truly not as annoying as watching a light that you're on, like 417 and Woodruff Road. Highway 14 and Woodruff Road area. The light on 14 will act. I've timed it. It will stay green 13 seconds. But the one on the Woodruff Road will stay, side of it will stay green 3 minutes.
Well, that's my next pet peeve. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like one set for a long period of time, one set for a real short period. And, if you got somebody that's, it just takes one person. You got somebody that's not in a hurry at all, and they're just like, oh, is the light green? Should I go now? Let's see. Well, let me think about it. Oh, well, okay, I guess I'll push the gas pedal. You know, and you're sitting there behind them like, dude, go on already. You know, and of course, you know, like two cars get through the intersection because this guy's just lollygagging around.
I cannot tell you how many times I've seen an accident at 14 in Pelham Road, right there at that Sphinx area, where people not realizing that now they changed the turn of the lanes area, and I saw a car, thought that was the lane that he was in, went straight, flew through it, and just went right up underneath the axle of the back end of the truck, and lucky it just caught the rear end of his vehicle. But it spun him around and hurt him pretty bad, though.
Yeah, I can remember the first time I was driving home from work, and I had to drive from the Motor Mile to Traverse Rest, and I would take Lawrence Road and then become Stone Avenue to Poinsett and, you know, go through Cherrydale and that way. And right there at Lawrence Road and Antrim Drive, there was a car there, and it was totally upside down, sitting on its top. And I'm just sitting there looking at it going, wow, what's wrong with this picture? I should have stopped taking a picture of that with my phone, because that was, that was a humdinger. But you'd be surprised how easy it is to flip a car these days.
All right, sir. I'm going to have to definitely cut this off, because I'm here to pick up the baby from the daycare, scale 4PXB.
I'll see you, Lloyd, and have a good evening. 73's KP4 CBA Mobile.